As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, April the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, maybe you haven't been here for a while. Anyway, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in. The area code is 512-904-8014 and join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, that postal zone zip code. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals and mining stocks winning friends and influencing people. Yep, that's happening today. Rhetoric over reason, symbolism over substance, holy days ahead. We'll talk a little bit about that. Manifest, communist manifesto, communism in America, protocols, logic, reason. Yeah, we'll go into all that too. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Here's a little bit of reason for us. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up 50 cents at $1,502.50 an ounce. Silver up 48 cents at $45.71. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,809. And palladium up 4 at 762, but of course at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, your gold was up $365.80 an ounce for a 32.18% return on your investment. A lot of action happening in the gold market this morning. Very narrow band, however. They're having a free-for-all and a $10 trading spree there, but it came under substantial pressure, was knocked down from 15.10.10 down to 14.99.70. And it's rebounding as we speak. London gold fixed this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,507. I would imagine it'll trade there or above today. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they claim to be holding 1,230.25 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $59.4 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 187 at 12,454. The NASDAQ closed up 58. At 2803, and the S&P 500 closed up 18 at 1330. Crude oil this morning up 26 cents a barrel at $111.71 a barrel, and that U.S. dollar index off 44 basis points at 73.90. Pick it up right there when we come back from the other side of this first message, folks. Lots more to come today. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, April the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Here we are, as we are in the middle of Holy Week, I guess. I don't know. Anyhow, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Just a quick recap on the gold and metal market this morning. Gold trading up 50 cents. At $1,502.50, silver up 48 cents at $48.71. Lots of action happening in the marketplace. No matter where you look, you can go up on the Kitco.com webpage and glance around, read the articles. You're going to see that there's a lot of money being made right now in the mining stocks. So if you're not a mining stock fan, you might check it out and see why you're not. But Jaguar is doing exceedingly well this morning. They've been doing well, but they had they're up 7.88% overnight. That's a stock that's running at $5.61 Canadian. They're up 41 cents this morning. Some of the penny stocks that are out there too are doing quite well. Another one is European Goldfields. That's been doing quite well lately, 6.13% overnight. They're up 66 cents. So lots of different ways of going about it. Mine Finders is doing well. Silver Wheaton is still real strong, so there's lots of stocks out there for the people that are interested in stocks. It's still a good time to get involved in that. And you'll see that the return on your investment overnight can almost trump the return on your investment in the metals actual. So all that aside, let's continue along. Not too much in the calendar today for news, but let's see what we do have coming up. Again, you know, Friday, tomorrow is Good Friday. All the markets will be closed. The banks will be open. But, of course, the spot market really never closes, so we'll be reporting on that tomorrow as well. Yesterday, the existing home sales came out after the broadcast already started. The petroleum status report was out. We'll cover those, and the jobless claims are out this morning. Let's take a look at that existing home sales. March, they say here, this is off the Econoday website, was a decent month for existing home sales, according to the National Association of Realtors, which reports a 3.7% gain to a slightly higher than expected annual rate of 5.1 million. Prices firmed up slightly, up 2.2% for the median reading to 159,600. That's your median house price these days, $160,000 homes. Yet year-on-year price contraction of 6% is a little deeper than 5.2% in the prior month. Okay, slightly more homes were on the market, 3.549 million. But the solid rise in sales brought down the supply reading slightly to a still very heavy 8.4 months. So again, we're 8.4 months out, more houses on the market than what we have buyers to purchase. The report warns that credit standards are still too tight, reflecting an all-record cash sales rate of 35% in the month. And again, this all-cash sales, a lot of people are moving from a bigger house to a smaller house, taking their equity out of it, pulling out, and finding a place that's a little bit more affordable, maybe with lower property taxes, as they consolidate their assets, build their portfolios, getting out of real estate and into the precious metals. Let's go to the next one. The EIA Petroleum Status Report. A dip in imports tripped a 2.3 million barrel decline in commercial oil inventories to 357.0 million barrels in April 15th week. Imports of 8.1 million barrels per day are a two-month low and could raise the talk of Libyan-related supply constraints. What nonsense. Libyan-related supply constraints? Don't we get most of our oil from South America and Canada? I do believe that we do. I don't think we import much. I think there is some coming from Nigeria, but I'm not aware of any Libyan oil coming into our inventories. Inventories of gasoline and distillates both decreased despite slightly higher output from refineries, which operated at still moderate 82.5% of capacity. So, you know, they're not out there just going crazy, you know, trying to create gasoline and distillates. They're running at 82.5% of their capacity. Demand indications are mixed, showing a 1.8% year-on-year decrease for gasoline, the lowest rate in more than a year, but a very strong plus 6.2% rate for the distillates. Oil is up more than 50 cents, is over $110 in initial reaction to today's data. So again, the inventories are going down, the demand is going down. They keep talking at Libya, but really it's just pirating and pilfering us and just raping us and robbing us in this high price of gasoline and diesel. Fewer workers filed for initial unemployment benefits in the latest week, but the data nevertheless points to risk for the April to March comparison. Initial claims fell 13,000 in the April 16th week to 403,000. It's a big number, 403,000. Whether that's true or false is to be determined. You know, you can always go up and look at John Williams, shadowstats.com, and find out more about it. But at 403,000 people filing claims, that's still not a small number by any means. The latest improvement was too modest to keep the four-week average from rising for the fourth time in 5 weeks, up 2,250 to 399,000. So that's your average running, 400,000 people a week. That's a lot. It's a whole bunch. Well, of course, this is the yesterday. I just, you know, it was such a target-rich zone, it was hard to say which way to go, you know. So I just locked on to Adolf Hitler's birthday. But there's so much that happened yesterday in history that we needn't go through and recite it all today and try and pretend that we know everything there is to know about Ruby Ridge and Waco and the Alfred P. Murrow building and the Macondo Gently Weeps program. And they just love that. They just like to do all the things that they can do to remind everybody about Adolf Hitler. But this, Transocean blamed in BP suit for billions in Gulf spill damages. So here we are a year later, and BP is blaming Transocean, and they're taking them to court. Transocean, the owner and the operator of the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig that exploded a year ago yesterday, was sued by BP PLC for billions of dollars in damages related to the Gulf of Mexico oil catastrophe. BP said in a complaint filed yesterday in federal court in New Orleans that it has incurred costs of $17.7 billion and that it took a pre-tax charge last year of $40.9 billion in relation to the spill. They keep using that word spill. The London-based company said that without Transocean's misconduct, quote-unquote, there wouldn't have been any explosion, fire, deaths, or oil spill. Quote, the simple fact is that on April the 20th of 2010, every single safety system and device and well control procedure on the Deepwater Horizon failed, resulting in the casualty, BP said in its complaint. So they're doing finger pointing here. The Macondo well blowout and the explosion that followed killed 11 workers and set off the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. And of course, this Friday will be Earth Day, as well as Good Friday. And that reminds us of the Santa Barbara oil spill and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency, which after all of these years now is starting to come under greater and greater fire for its inefficiencies and ineffectiveness. The accident and the spill led to hundreds of lawsuits against BP and its partners and contractors. BP's filing yesterday came as a part of a series of complaints and counterclaims by plaintiffs and defendants, meeting a deadline set by the federal judge overseeing the suits. So it's just going to continue to go on and on. You know, the people in the Gulf region are still, you know, they've been made whole by any of the actions that BP and the government have done for them. They're just SOL, and that's the way it is. The lawsuits also named defendants as Halliburton Corporation, which provided cementing services, and BP's minority partners in the well, Anadarko Petroleum, Mitsui & Company, Moex Offshore LLC, and U.S. District Judge Carl Barbier has scheduled a non-jury trial for February the 2012 to determine fault. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So you can't imagine that Transocean would take this lying down, you know, having BP trying to shove off the sun god there, try to shove off all of the blame on them. And so they file a cross-claim here. Transocean yesterday files cross-claim against its former partners in the Macondo Well Project, accusing BP of failing to honor its contractual commitments. Said Kerry Miller, a Transocean attorney, BP has failed to indemnify Transocean against lawsuits for death, personal injury, and pollution as required by its drilling contracts. They say that this suit is specious and unconscionable, said Lou Calazuono, or something like that, a Transocean spokesman, sent an email statement, quote, "The Deepwater Horizon was a world-class drilling rig manned by a top-flight crew that was put in jeopardy by BP, the operator of the Macondo Well, through a series of cost-saving decisions that increased risk, and in some cases, severely." So, you know, they're just going to continue to throw barbs at each other. But again, like I said, the people in the Gulf of Mexico aren't going to get any benefit anytime soon. They'll be much like the survivors and the victims of the tragedies, the live burning sacrifice visited on the high places in New York on September the 11th of 2001. This article coming out of Bloomberg again, Henry Goldman writing this, New York City to develop solar power in landfills. Bloomberg's aides say New York City will create solar power plants at capped landfills capable of generating power to supply 50,000 homes as part of a renewed effort to reduce climate-changing carbon gas emissions. Well, I would almost say that that's a pretty smart thing to do. You know, once you cover over a landfill, you have little or nothing that you can do with it. It just stays there, and they're typically flat-topped and close to the city. So that might be a very good use. And they say that here they'd be capable of generating power enough to supply 50,000 homes with electricity as part of their renewed effort to reduce climate change, carbon gas emissions. The program, to be announced by, in a speech by Mayor Michael Bloomberg today, all right, this be new news, I guess, that would have been yesterday, would reduce the city's reliance on emergency generators that burn petroleum-based fuel on hot summer days when electricity demand peaks. So I don't know whether they're waiting for hot summer days to fire up their solar power plant, but anyway, if they can do it without petroleum-based fuels in their generators, so much the better for that. The mayor also intends to unveil a plan to use $40 million of federal economic stimulus funds to create a nonprofit energy efficiency corporation. So you've got Congress over here, you know, and they're cutting out nickels and dimes. And nickels and dimes the other day are given 24, 25 million dollars to the Libyan rebels for cellular telephones and toilet paper. And now, you know, the mayor wants to use $40 million of federal economic stimulus funds to create a nonprofit energy efficiency corporation. Just the corporation. It'll provide low cost financing to building owners to conserve energy with more efficient lighting, heat, and insulation. Banks are often reluctant to lend money for energy efficiency projects because the loans are relatively small and difficult to manage, the mayor's office said in a memo. You didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo, but we're getting it now. The ideas are part of Bloomberg's Play New York City, PLA, which has more than 100 programs, including tree plantings, rainwater recapture, rooftop gardens, and reflective paint. They mentioned not their duct tape and plastic. Maybe they'll get some baling wire or something like that. Harlem Stage. The initiatives will be announced at a speech scheduled this morning at Harlem Stage, a performing arts center inside a 121-year-old gatehouse guarding a tunnel that delivers water from the Croton Reservoir system to the north. Well, very interesting anyway. Last news article of today, then we're going to get into something else. Gold climbs to a record in London and New York for a fifth day, trading above $1,500 an ounce as a weaker dollar and debt concerns boosted demand for the metal as an alternative investment. Silver rose to a 31-year high, of course, up on Zero Hedge. Thanks to one of our listeners sending me the link. They're talking about Scotia Makata moving silver around and gold around. You know, everybody's trying to hide and cover up their metals, you know. That's very exciting these days. The dollar slid to the lowest level in, since August of 2008 against a basket of six major currencies. That's the U.S. dollar index, folks. We talk about it all the time. You can find out more about it on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website and Finex as well. Greek 2- and 10-year government bonds yield reached euro-era records amid speculation the nation won't be able to avoid restructuring its debt. And just watch, if Greek is the domino that goes first, the rest of them will go, all the pigs will go into the toilet, and the euro ought to go in right behind them. The key element determining gold's near direction right now is the U.S. dollar. Ed Tully, an analyst at UBS AG in London, said today in a report to clients, quote, sovereign debt concerns in the U.S. and Europe, along with inflation fears, provide a good backdrop for gold. Well, and they continue to talk all about it. Dollar declines. U.S. dollar index dropped as much as 0.9% before a report forecast to show U.S. house prices fell for a 4 month. Fell for a 4 month. Okay, well, I guess they said it right. The U.S. Treasury Department projects the government could reach its debt ceiling limit of $14.3 trillion. It's just all numbers. That's what these economists do. Back in, look at the foreign exchange rates today, as we said. The U.S. dollar index has plummeted another 44 basis points this morning at 73.90. The Canadian loonie jumps up 26 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.05. The Mexican peso apparently flat on change, still at 9 cents U.S. The euro up 31 basis points at $1.46. The British pound up 103 basis points at $1.66. And that Swiss franc moves up 97 basis points at $1.14. I'll say the U.S. dollar's in trouble. Stocks, the FTSE, the DAX, all that's doing really well in Europe. The Nikkei, the Topix, the Hang Seng, they're all up, you know. So we'll just have to see how things go. In the United States, the Dow is up, the S&P is up, and the NASDAQ is up as well. We'll just have to see how things work out for today. Let's go back in. I want to talk a little bit more about the Communist Manifesto for a while. Again, yesterday, and this is right out of my Penguin Classics, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, The Communist Manifesto, where we read yesterday, communism, on the other hand, would not be about the government of men, but about the administration of things. And we see that all around us right now. Forget about the, you know, government of law, you know, for the people, by the... No, no, it's none of that. It's the administration of things. This is the... This is the Administrative Procedures Act coming at us and on us. Communism or socialism concerned a society in which the self-activity of individuals would be directed toward the satisfaction of needs. And I thought about that last night. And we think about this idea from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. Right? It's not the same as the distinction that I draw between the things we need in life and the things that we want. But many of the things that we believe we need today are nothing more than wants. So it's been very important for the educational process and the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations and the Ivy Ledbetter Lees of the world to create a sense of want, things we want, and then make us think that we need them. And nothing could be further from the truth. Here's the manifesto of the Communist Party. It starts out this way. It's very interesting. You've probably heard this before, but a specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism. All the powers of old Europe have entered into a holy alliance to exorcise this specter. Pope and Tsar, Metternich and Guizot, French radicals and German police spies. Where is the party in opposition that has not been decried as communistic by its opponents in power? Marx writes. We'll pick it up right there, right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so it's so very important, you know, back in January the 9th, 1975, I was introduced first. That would be the January the 8th, I believe. January the 8th of 1975, I was introduced to the Communist Manifesto. You know, you grow up in America, you think you're going through school. I'd already graduated from high school and all that, and I never even put my eyes on the Communist Manifesto, but Jane Fonda introduced me to the Communist Manifesto. At least she encouraged me to get a copy and read it for myself. Well, so this text that I have here, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, The Communist Manifesto, the Penguin Classics, includes a lot of pretty good information. It is very reliable, in my opinion, but it has a whole variety of prefaces that you don't generally come across when you get them. The preface to the English edition of, let's see what we have here, 1872, the preface of 1882, the Prussian edition, the Russian edition, German edition, another English edition preface of 1888, and so on. And so you can look at these various different ways, the letters, really, that Marx and Engels, or Marx or Engels, wrote. Here's another one, a preface to the Polish edition of 1892, the preface to the edition, Italian edition of 1893. These are basically like cover letters for the different editions that were published. Here's a note on the text right out of this book. The text of the manifesto reproduced here is Samuel Moore's translation of the second German edition of 1872 for the first English edition of 1888. Moore, a barrister and manufacturer, was an old Manchester friend of Engels and his legal advisor. This translation was checked by Engels who added explanatory footnotes. The translation was, in places, quite free and occasionally misleading. Significant departures from the German original have been noted in the endnotes. An alternative translation has recently been made by Terrell Carver, who has also written about the arguments for and against the Moore-Ingalls version. Carver is right to point out that the spirit in which Moore and Ingalls approached the text in 1888 was quite different from that which Marx had written the text 40 years before. Nevertheless, no one has claimed that Moore produced a bad translation, and it cannot be denied that Engels' authorization bestows an additional authority upon that version. In the end, however, the best argument for retaining Moore's translation is not that it is always the most faithful rendition of the German original, but that it was in the form in which, for over a century, the manifesto became familiar in the English-speaking world. All right, the punctuation and capitalization of the 1888 edition is preserved here. And so it's just the same as whether you're going out and getting a copy for your library of the Das Kapital, or whether you're getting copies of the writings of August Comte, or whether you're going after Mein Kampf or any other. You know, if you can get the original edition in the original tongue as published and copyrighted by the author, you're going to be doing the best that you can for yourself. But I've also noticed that in a lot of books, the second edition is sometimes better because the author will go back and he will add information and he will have had time to think about what he's written. And as long as he's not being influenced by, you know, outside sources or powers or principalities, sometimes that second edition can be even more rich than a first. But nevertheless, we have to be careful about the things that we read, check our sources, get them from as many different ways as you can go. I have six different copies of Machiavelli, different translations from different sources over the years. And when I did finally sit down and do a side-by-side comparison, there was a significant difference enough to warrant the time and the trouble of collecting the other books. So it just depends on what level you want to go into these things for your understanding. Too often, we just rush in and grab up anything we can off the internet or out of a bookstore without looking into the source and finding out whether this is reliable information or whether it's not. But again, this fairly early intro here, again, a specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism. All the powers of old Europe have entered into a holy alliance to exercise this specter. What are we talking about? Trying to get rid of communism, right? It is a nasty, pernicious weed, all right? The Pope and the Tsar, Metternich and Guizot, and I refer to Guizot all the time. You know, he's the guy that wrote the book, The History of Representative Government in Europe. French radicals and German police spies. Everybody wants to get rid of communism. Where is the party in opposition that has not been decried as communistic by its opponents in power? Where are the opposition? Where are the opposition that has not hurled back the branding of reproach of communism against the more advanced opposition parties as well as against its reactionary adversaries? Two things result from this fact. One, communism is already acknowledged by all European powers to be itself a power. And two, it is high time that communists should openly, in the face of the whole world, publish their views, their aims, their tendencies, and meet this nursery tale of the specter of communism with a manifesto of the party itself. To this end, communists of various nationalities have assembled in London and sketched the following manifesto to be published in the English, French, German, Italian, Flemish, and Danish languages. So again, we go back to London, City of London. And this is where these things come from. Bourgeois and proletarians, this is section one. The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles. And certainly when Karl Marx went out and then came up with the Das Kapital, he's doing much the same as Quigley has done, and many other writers as well, August Comte. Everyone wants to try and write a history of the world and then try and draw conclusions from what their historical research has revealed to them. And Marx is certainly no stranger to that. Free man and slave, patrician and plebeian, lord and serf, guild master and journeyman, in a word, oppressor and oppressed. stood in constant opposition to one another, carried on an uninterrupted, now hidden, now open fight, a fight that each time ended either in a revolutionary reconstitution of society at large or in the common ruin of the contending classes. In the earlier epochs of history, we find almost everywhere a complicated arrangement of society into various orders, a manifold gradation of social rank. In ancient Rome, we have patricians, knights, plebeians, slaves. In the Middle Ages, feudal lords and vassals and guildmasters and journeymen, apprentices and serfs. In almost all of these classes, again, subordinate gradations. Now, I'm going to have to just pass over these lengthy footnotes that Engels added, but they are themselves quite revealing. The modern bourgeois society that has sprouted from the ruins of feudal society has not done away with class antagonisms. It has but established new classes, new conditions of oppression, new forms of struggle in place of the old ones. Our epoch, the epoch of the bourgeoisie, possesses, however, this distinctive feature. It has simplified the class antagonisms. Society as a whole is more and more splitting up into two great hostile camps, into two great classes directly facing each other, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. From the serfs of the Middle Ages sprang the chartered burghers of the earliest towns. From these burgesses, the first elements of the bourgeoisie were developed. Of course, you can go back in the archives here, Become Vocal Local, all the way back when we were doing Edward McNall Burns' History of Civilizations, and we could see how it came into this time period. The mercantilism, the artisans, and how all that developed, even pick it up in Venice and Rome, how the house servants, the house pets, the artists, the architects, the masons and the sculptors, they all started to be raised up. This was the beginning of liberal arts education. They started to become something of themselves. They were no longer just slaves, house slaves. But again, from the serfs of the Middle Ages sprang these chartered burgesses of the earliest towns. All across America, when the United States was settled, when all of the several states and territories were settled, you know, they would come out and people would do their homestead dash and they would get themselves started. And then along comes the merchant class, along comes the money changers, and they come into town and they set up a storefront of some sort, even if it's just a tent with a false front. And they start to market their wares to the people. And then along comes the blacksmith, and you've actually got a town. Poughkeepsie is born. Continuing, the discovery of America, the rounding of the Cape, opened up fresh ground for the rising bourgeoisie. And again, this discovery of America, we can go back and look at other texts there as well. Not really a discovery. It's kind of just a recognition would be perhaps a better way of looking at it. The East Indian and Chinese markets, the colonization of America, trade with the colonies, the increase in means of exchange and in commodities generally gave to commerce, to navigation, to industry, an impulse never before known, and thereby to the revolutionary element in the tottering feudal society, a rapid development. So we go through this mercantilist period, and then eventually emerges the Industrial Revolution, as styled by Henry St. Simon. We'll be right back.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
Certainly you could get a hold of a copy of, even on the internet, I think, Manly P. Hall, The Secret Destiny of America, and read that. You can also go to The Evolution of Civilizations, an introduction to historical analysis written by Carol Quigley. You know, everybody knows his book, Tragedy and Hope, but he's written more than that, all right? This book is very interesting. It's basically Quigley's take on the history or the evolution of civilizations, and it's a worthy read itself. I also have gone to my library during the break and got a condensed version of Das Kapital. Maybe I'll read a little bit out of that as well. But as we saw yesterday, looking at the Encyclopedia Americana, you know, the history, the lead-up, the roll-up to the war, European War, which later was known as the First Worldwide War, has had nothing to do with anything other than a real attempt at quashing the supremacy, the superiority of German industrial development. And their civilization, their people, their country, their nation was, you know, just rising, shooting up meteorically, you know, as a star on the planet, so to speak, in the face of flagging British control. Just the way we see right now with the U.S. dollar crashing. You know, we've got the uprising in Libya beginning on February the 17th. Settling into a military stalemate near the Central Oil's port city of Brega. Italy, France, and UK said they're sending in military advisors and trainers to help Libya's disorganized and poorly equipped rebels. Mentioned this morning that Barry the Usurper is going to pony up 20-some million dollars for communications and other tools for them. French President Nicolas Sarkozy calling for intensifying airstrikes against loyal forces to Muammar Gaddafi. So, I mean, this could be, you could expect this to be just virtually the same kind of news headlines that you might have seen as the powers, if you will, lined up against Germany. You don't want to raise your head up on this planet and challenge what used to be the Anglo, now the Anglo-American establishment. That's a dangerous thing to do, because they like to have their time in the sun, and they'll are willing to kill you to keep it. Continuing, back to the Communist Manifesto, the discovery of America, and that's why I mention again the Manly P. Hall writings. The discovery of America, very questionable whether it was discovered, as I've said in the past. I think Cristobal Colum was given the maps by his brother Bartholomew. Bart just said, hey, sail that away, you know, overcome it, get over it, okay? There aren't any dragons out there, and you're not going to fall off the edge. Just go until you hit land, stick this flag in the ground, and come back, tell us what you found. Pretty much all there was to the discovery of America. Of course, it was the caravel vessel that enabled them to sail virtually into the wind and make headway. Anyway, that really helped them to jump that one. The East Indian and Chinese markets, the colonization of America, trade with the colonies, the increase in the means of exchange and in commodities general gave to commerce, to navigation, to industry, an impulse never before known, and thereby to the revolutionary element in the tottering feudal society, a rapid development. And again, we can go back and refer to the writings of Gustavus Myers in the history of the great American fortunes, and we'll see that there was a lot in the coasting trade, the development of steamships and sailing vessels, the clipper ships and all that, with their trade with Asia as the U.S. was settled. And remember again the wisdom of Thomas Paine, where he said, in this land, this country, this nation, our system of government is not going to be provincial. In other words, the colonies weren't going to cut it, that it needed to be continental, because they knew both the breadth and the depth of this, the size of our of the North American continent. All right, you can't do it with democracy. They knew that. They had to go to the republic and form, and they did. The feudal system of industry under which industrial production was monopolized by closed guilds now no longer sufficed by the growing wants of the new markets. And for that, you can go back and look at the development of Manchester and Lanark, Robert Owen, the rise of the Industrial Revolution, the spinning jennies and all of that, the McCormick's Reaper and all of that, all right? This is Claude Henry Duverroy St. Simon, the War for American Independence, 1770s period. The writings by the first real economist on the planet, I guess, Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. That in itself is a huge and worthy read. It has the same flavor as Das Kapital. It's, again, it's a historical account. You know, we always take a look at our history, very carefully study the history. We look at the past, we put our rearview mirrors on, we look real carefully in the mirror, then we look forward into the future, visualizing where we want to go, then we always find ourselves in the present, falling forward into that future. The manufacturing system took its place, the guild masters were pushed on one side by the manufacturing middle class, division of labor between the different corporate guilds vanished in the face of division of labor in each single workshop. And so now division of labor is going to come in really big, especially when you're reading Marx and Das Kapital. You're going to find out lots about division of labor. Meantime, the markets kept ever growing, the demand ever rising. Even manufacture no longer sufficed. Thereupon, steam and machinery revolutionized industrial production. The place of manufacture was taken by the giant modern industry, capital M, capital I, modern industry. And for this, too, you look at the writings of Auguste Comte, and we understand that his vision for the positive stage of human development was one in which the captains of finance and industry would rule the planet through their appointed dictator, and their appointed dictators would be supported in all that they did by a cadre of super social scientists. As we move further and further into the positive stage of human development, the age of humanitarianism, the idea of living for others, or we could also pick up the philosophical radicals, the Jeremy Benthams and the John Stuart Mills writing at the same time, and understand the greatest good of the greatest number, and move forward from that, the happiness principle. Again, meantime, the markets kept ever growing, the demand ever rising. Even manufacturing, this is sustainable development, all right? Meantime, the markets kept ever growing, and the demand ever rising. Sustainable development is all about demand. We have got to be able to continue to sustain the demand for the products and the services offered by the environmental developmental concerns, whether those be Don Quixote's windmills or a bunch of solar panels stuck on a landfill in New York. The place of manufacture was taken by the giant modern industry. So we're changing from manufacturing. That's what we do now. 50,000 new employees hired by McDonald's. They're in the manufacturing sector. Some of them are in the engineering department as they swab out the Johnny Bowls and sweep the floors. But many of them are in the manufacturing business where they actually close up the burgers and put them in the sack along with the toy and the Happy Meal, right? Just a few fries short of a Happy Meal. The place of manufacture was taken by the giant modern industry. The place of the industrial middle class, the industrial, by industrial millionaires. And there again, we go back and we look at all of the names in the list that we found with Gustavus Myers, you know, the Warehousers and the Hunts and the Hills and the Rockefellers and I'm thinking of the one with the V now, I can't get it. Anyway, the place of the industrial middle class by industrial millionaires, the leaders of whole industrial armies. You know, the Pullman coal thing, all of that work that was done in the expansion of the railroads and the telegraph and the turnspikes and all of that, the coasting trade, the steamship lines, the canal building, all of that, the modern bourgeois. I'll say it again. The place of the industrial middle class by industrial millionaires and the leaders of whole industrial armies, these are the modern bourgeois. So when we think of the war between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, all right, folks, it's not the middle class. The middle class is just kind of this troubling in-between step. These are all of those of you that have gotten degrees, and you're the white-collar workers, all right? And then you got the blue-collar workers that are out there spinning the wrenches and slamming the hammers. But it's the industrial millionaires, the leaders of whole industrial armies, who are those modern bourgeois. They are the entrepreneurial class. Modern industry has established the world market for which the discovery of America paved the way, the world market. This market has given an immense development to commerce, to navigation, to communication by land. This development has, in its turns, reacted on the extension of industry, and in proportion as industry, commerce, navigation, railways extended, in the same proportion the bourgeoisie developed, increased its capital, and pushed into the background every class handed down from the Middle Ages. We'll be right back for hour number two.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour opened with a little bit of news and financial information, very light news today, as everybody's getting ready for the Holy Week, I guess. Anyway, so we went, turned right around and went right back into our study of communism, Karl Marx, the Communist Manifesto, from which we're reading, which only makes it appropriate to leap over to our roving reporter calling in live from occupied Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. And Will, this subject I'm about to present has to do with communism and some pertinent thoughts. And something personal that happened to me that I won't share, but Will, I had a rude awakening today, and I'll just leave it at that. And this got my brain juices going, which is Oracle Broadcasting, all the broadcasting, shortwave and alternative stations. You guys better enjoy it while you still can, because one day the FCC will come in and knock you guys out by your legs and so forth, and there won't be no more shortwave and alternative stations. You'll have to go deep underground, and you guys will get a warning first. You'll be told, you know, you can't be saying this hate speech and that hate speech, and this one complained and that one complained, and you won't even know who complained.
I wonder, Jeff, whether or not they'll allow me to play the clarinet in the concentration camp orchestra.
Yeah, Will, you're absolutely right. I mean, pretty much what you'll hear on the radio is either soft jazz or real propagandized radio and so forth. And guys like me, guys like you, will get neutered. You won't even be able to say your thoughts at work. You won't be able to say your thoughts on the train, because there's some old busybody ingrained in the system will complain to the transit police, and they'll come by, grab you, whack you over the head, taser you, and you're done for. I mean, you know, this is serious stuff. You won't be able to say anything at the supermarket or any kind of public venue, and basically the mail will be so neutered that the only thing the mail will be able to talk about is, you know, today I want to talk about my mortgage payments. Oh gosh, John, my mortgage payments are so stressful. And this evening, the Boston Red Sox lost. I had money on the Red Sox, and you know, this weekend I'm going to go to the bar and get hammered, and then, you know, and then the day afterwards, before I got to go back to work again, go to the strip joint, and so forth. And then turn on the TV, watch more reality television as you numb your brain and so forth and smoke the dope, and your brain gets more numb. And pretty soon you won't be reading anymore. You'll be looking at pictures, reading pictures. The American male will get will turn into mush that guys like me will be cavemen and Neanderthals.
Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that we have more to be concerned about, in my opinion, is self-censorship. You know, a lot of people listen to the news and they hear about all of these horror stories and so on and so forth, and they zip their own lips. They stitch their own lips quiet. And so that's why I encourage people to become vocal local, just to resist that urge, you know, to fade into the woodwork and to be a nothing, a non-entity. then no one, they would love nothing more than for people to do that. So, you know, we've just got to put down the colas. We've got to quit drinking the fluoride and just continue to stand resolute, you know, and be prepared to speak out. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, they can sew my lips closed, but they'll all have already put my eyelids down and put pennies on the top of them, because I'm going out of this one on a gurney feet first.
Well, that's it. And then what else, too, Will, is that people are concerned about their jobs, losing their income, their home, their very livelihood, and we're heading for communism. Will, I'll let you go. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, buddy.
You too.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So right back into the bourgeois and proletariat's the Communist Manifesto of Marx and Engels writing, we see, therefore, how the modern bourgeoisie is itself the product of a long course of development of a series of revolutions in the modes of production and of exchange. We can go all the way back to, you know, Sumer and Egypt, Babylon, all that, and just come forward. Many, many, many have done so. Long, long history of man's development. There's no doubt about it. Each step in the development of the bourgeoisie was accompanied by a corresponding political advance of that class. Of course, from our studies of political science, right out of the political science textbook, a human being is simply a politically socialized animal. Politically socialized animal. You're only, it's humans and other animals until you have been politically socialized. You haven't quite emerged as a human being. An oppressed class under the sway of the feudal nobility, an armed and self-governing association in the medieval commune. You've heard about communitarianism. community, community organizers, bury the usurper, communism. It all has this word. Well, here's a footnote. This by Frederick Engels. Commune was the name taken in France by the nascent sounds even before they had conquered from their feudal lords and masters local self-government and political rights as the third estate. Right? Go right back down to this local self-government, local, vocal, vocal, local, localis, vocalis, the idea of to be and to come, becumen, becoming, evolution, if we want to get into Henry Bergson's philosophy. All right. Generally speaking, for the economical development of the bourgeoisie, England is here taken as the typical country for its political development, France, etc. This was the name given their urban communities by the townsmen of Italy and France after they had purchased or wrested their initial rights of self-government from their feudal lords. So it's like the advance of Amatitione and communitarianism have basically just taken a dump on the idea of the commune and the community, all right? And now we want to stay away from the use of those words because we don't want to float their meme when we're out and about talking with our friends. So back to the discussion here. Again, an oppressed class under the sway of the feudal nobility, an armed and self-governing association in the medieval commune, here independent urban republic as in Italy and Germany, there taxable third estate of the monarchy as in France, afterwards in the period of the manufacture proper, serving either the semi-feudal or the absolute monarchy as a counterpoise against the nobility, and in fact, cornerstone of the great monarchies in general. The bourgeoisie has at last, since the establishment of modern industry, again as a capital M, capital I, he didn't want to use the Industrial Revolution because he didn't want to give any credit to Claude-Henri Dubervoy Saint-Simon and the Saint-Simonians, and of the world market conquered for itself in the modern representative state. Right? They're having to give they have to give recognition to Guizot, right? The modern representative state. They have to give recognition to Thomas Paine in here. Continuing, the executive of the modern state is but a committee for managing the common affairs of the whole bourgeoisie. A committee. Soviets. The communes. The bourgeoisie has historically played a most revolutionary part. The bourgeoisie, wherever it has gotten the upper hand, has put an end to all feudal, patriarchal, idyllic relations. It has piteously torn asunder the motley feudal ties that bound man to his natural superiors and has left remaining no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest, than callous cash payment. And of course, you know, today, everyone's railing against the corporations, the monopolies, the trusts, as well they ought. But remember, this is the bourgeoisie. We're falling right into the dialectic laid out for us by Karl Mordecai Marx, the proletariat versus the bourgeoisie. Choices have consequences. Words have meanings, and their meanings are important. We need to be aware of that. We're going to be the replacement set that we so desperately need today. It has drowned the most heavenly ecstasies of religious fervor, of chivalrous enthusiasm, of Philistine sentimentalism in the icy water of egotistical calculation. It has resolved personal worth into exchange value, and in place of the numberless indefeasible chartered freedoms, has set up that single unconscionable freedom, free trade. Free trade. In one word, for exploitation, veiled by religious and political illusions, it has substituted naked, shameless, direct, brutal exploitation. The bourgeoisie has stripped off its halo every occupation hitherto honored and looked up to with reverent awe. It has converted the physician, the lawyer, the priest, the poet, the man of science into its paid wage laborers. The bourgeoisie has torn away from the family its sentimental veil and has reduced the family relation to a mere money relation. The bourgeoisie has disclosed how it came to pass that the brutal display of vigor in the Middle Ages, which reactionists so much admire, found its fitting complement in the most slothful indolence. It has been the first to show what man's activities can bring about. It has accomplished wonders far surpassing Egyptian pyramids, Roman aqueducts and Gothic cathedrals. It has conducted expeditions that put in the shade all former exoduses of nations and crusades. And it continues, and it continues. So we're creating a dialectic here between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, one that continues to this very day. And many people, believing that they're championing freedom, espouse these ideas as their own and bring them forth. Okay? Jumping forward to the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, these measures will, of course, be different in different countries. Nevertheless, in the most advanced countries, the following will be pretty generally applicable. And just listen to how applicable they are. Again, these are not abbreviations. The abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. The abolition, again, of property in land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. That's your property taxes. You're renting from the state, this state, not the state. Number two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax celebrated on April the 15th, right? Abolition of all right of inheritance. There's no pass-through wealth. So much for the Vanderbilts and the Astors and the DuPonts and the Carnegies. Confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels. You ever get pulled aside, you know, along the roadside for a little check and then you find out that they're hauling your car away too? Ever get busted into in the middle of the night? Somebody accuses you of having a meth lab. The next thing you know, you're in an orange jumpsuit and the county is selling your farm. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. We all say the Federal Reserve banking system. Centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. Interstate Commerce Commission. The FCC. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. General Motors. Chrysler. AIG, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with the common plan. Common plan. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, the 7 and 8 and 9 and 10th planks of the Communist Manifesto, again, the extension of factories and the instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with the common plan. Common plan. Department of Agriculture, your university extension councils, and so on and so forth. Equal liability, that would be sustainable agriculture today, okay? Number 8, equal liability of all to labor. Now, you can go back and look at the International Migration and Development Agenda out of the United Nations. You'll find out more about what this means, this equal liability of all to labor. Everyone will work, to each according to his need, from each according to their ability, right? Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Still don't understand what we're talking about? Maybe you could look into Gosplan, G-O-S-P-L-A-N, and see how this was rolled out in Soviet Russia after the Romanovs were butchered. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. The combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, and today they're bulldozing the houses out of Detroit, baby. They're going to start growing crops right next to the factories. Of course, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, where they're having a plague of industries moving in amongst the fields in China, and the wheat production is in decline. The combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Take a look at some of the loaves of bread you buy or any of the other food in your grocery store, and you say, figure out whether or not you can identify all these manufactured chemicals that have been salted into your food. How much of it is actually just industrial waste that has been repackaged as fit for human gullets to consume? Free education for all children in public schools, the abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, the combination of education with industrial production, etc., and etc., the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. When in the course of development, class distinctions have disappeared and all production has been concentrated in the hands of a vast association of the whole nation, the public power will lose its political character. This is localism coming right out of the Tavistock, right out of the Club of Rome, coming on us and at us right now. Political power, properly so-called, is merely the organized power of one class for oppressing another. If the proletariat during its contest with the bourgeoisie is compelled by the force of circumstances to organize itself as a class, if by means of a revolution, it makes itself the ruling class and as such sweeps away by force the old conditions of production, then it will, along with these conditions, have swept away the conditions for the existence of class antagonisms and of classes generally, and will thereby have abolished its own supremacy as a class. In place of the old bourgeois society, with its classes and class antagonisms, we shall have an association in which the free development of each is the condition for the free development of all. Sound like some of the stuff you hear in alternative radio, doesn't it? Championing the Communist Manifesto, the writings of Marx and Engels, in the midst of a constitutionally motivated people? I'd question that strongly. But that does seem to be the current meme. Anyway, jumping back over and taking a look at Germany one more time, as they recognized this specter that was haunting Europe and wished to no more than to stamp it out, the violent epidemic of Anglophobia, this again out of war European, the European War, the historical introduction to, out of the Encyclopedia Americana 1951, the violent epidemic of Anglophobia, which swept over Germany during the South African War, gained the popular support for the Navy Bill, the preamble to which set forth that Germany must have a fleet of such strength that even for the mightiest naval power, a war with her would involve such risks as to jeopardize its own supremacy. Not unnaturally, the British people read in the measure a direct challenge to themselves. Subsequent waves of Anglophobia spread in Germany during the Morocco crisis in 1906. Let's see, Morocco. That's right next door to what? Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt, 1906, 100 years ago. The Austro-Serbian crisis of 1908 and the Agadir incident of 1911. Why all of this happening exactly 100 years ago within a bow shot of each other on opposite sides of the Mediterranean? Curious, isn't it, how these people like small-town football coaches always go up the middle for 3 yards hoping for a first down? Fresh Navy bills were introduced after each of these events, which with England ever held up as the danger point. There was no secrecy about German ambitions. They were publicly declared and indicted to the world by the Emperor himself, his leading lieutenants, and a large school of writers. If it is true that the spirit of a nation is reflected in its literature, in the utterances of its leaders, in the course of its domestic and foreign policies, no student of the antecedents of the European war can afford to ignore the testimony supplied by the pan-Germanic propaganda. Quote, God has called us to civilize the world, close quote, proclaimed the Kaiser at Bremen. Dr. Gesbrecht asserted that, quote, domination belongs to Germany because it is a superior nation, a noble race, and it is fitting that it should control its neighbors, much the way that the United States and England still believe today. While another popular writer, Herr Bligh, stated, quote, we are the superior race in the fields of science and art, the best colonists, the best sailors, the best merchants. Field Marshal Bronsart von Schellendorf wrote, do not let us forget the civilizing task which the decrees of Providence have assigned to us. Just as Prussia was destined to be the nucleus of Germany, so the regenerated Germany shall be the nucleus of a future empire of the West. Empires and empire building. The empire we intend to found will be no utopia. And it continues as a rejection there of the utopian socialists agenda. The British people had witnessed the wonderful growth of Germany with mixed feelings of admiration and uneasiness. They had seen German enterprise invade all the markets of the British Empire, unprotected by tariff barriers. The United Kingdom especially was flooded with commodities bearing the label Made in Germany. And you can only imagine, knowing this and knowing it well, that it led into World Wars I and World Wars II, that we, the United States of America, have had our tariff barriers reduced, and there's no place in this land that you can't go without finding Made in China stuck on whatever it is that you're trying to acquire. Back to the discussion here. Yet, the British continued to buy German goods because they needed them, because they were cheaper than the home product, or because British-made equivalents did not exist. Sound familiar, folks? 100 years ago today? Until quite recent years, indeed, England was entirely dependent upon Germany for the carbons used in the searchlights of the British Navy. Not only did the energetic Teuton run the conservative Britain close in every foreign market, but had even elbowed him out altogether in some. And you could say, look at your laptop, you know, try and figure that out. The economic necessities of a nation dictate its policy to a greater degree than purely political considerations. The economic necessities of a nation dictate its policy to a greater degree than purely political considerations, and it is in the domain of economics that perhaps one of the principal underlying causes of the war may be found. And the article just continues and rolls on as they lay out why the great world wars came about and who were the players and what was the action happening in the background. And come back, we'll pick up a little bit from the protocols of the wise and learned elders of Zion.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again. Now, this is the first time I believe I've shared anything out of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. This is translated from the Russian of Nihilist by Victor E. Marsden, the Marsden edition, the late Russian correspondent of the Morning Post. This book did come from the TGSHiddenMysteries.com and may very well have also been the place that I got The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst. There is no label in that book, okay? Same sort of a thing. It's a reprint. It's like a photographic reprint, and I guess they can just pop it in their computer and run with it. But it makes for an interesting read. I would encourage you to take a look at this. If you don't have it in your library, you might acquire a copy for yourself and look into it a little bit more and just ponder over that. It's not so much what it is or what it isn't, but my God, that these things even exist, that ought to be enough to make your hair stand up. They certainly did when I first read this back in, what is it? Well, I didn't make a, I don't have a note. Generally, I make a note of when I finish the first reading. But this is out of chapter 3, more attempts at the refutation. The London Times lends a hand. Everyone tries to discredit this information, wants to shove it under the rug, you know. But it just won't stay under the rug. While the Jews have succeeded in having the protocol suppressed entirely in Russia, Poland and Romania, and other countries in Eastern Europe, and partially in England and America, they have failed in their many ingenious efforts to have them refuted by non-Jews. Indeed, the so-called refutations with which their henchmen flooded the press in the 1920s and 1921 reveal more of the real nature, workings, and associations of the Jews and their agents, and then they rebut the evidence of the protocols. And then the author goes along in this chapter and lays out all of these various and sundry letters and things that have been published that try and attempt to basically just refute the authenticity of these writings, and unfortunately to no avail. All right. So then we finally, at about page 142, come to the protocols. Protocol number one, then they talk about right lies in might, or might makes right. Freedom, an idea only. Right lies in might, freedom, an idea only. Right? So if we're looking at coming away from this tyranny and despotic control and moving into ever and ever greater measures of freedom, I suppose we'd be diametrically opposed to these protocols of the meetings of learned elders of Zion. Liberalism, gold, faith, self-government, despotism of capital, the internal fool. There's so much more. Political freedom is an idea, but not a fact. This idea one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary with this kind of an idea to attract the masses of another who is in authority. And there's so much in this that I'm just going to skip forward. But you can take a look at the allure of Karl Mordecai Marx, the Communist Manifesto, and this great dream of being able to get the jackboot of the bourgeoisie off of your neck. And then you look at what is being styled here in the protocol and you think, my God, these people are right. They're absolutely right. The problem is that when you go inside of a dialectic, you have to have the ability to discern that when they say that this is white, what they mean that this is black. And when they say this is up, they mean this is down. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, and think not that logical positivism hadn't already gotten its root and was spreading in France and Germany and elsewhere at the time these documents were written. And I thought I'd just share a little bit out of protocol number 3. It starts off along this wise. Today I may tell you our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains a small space to cross, and the whole long path we have trodden is ready now to close its cycle of the symbolic snake. The symbolic snake. Well, that's your serpent, perhaps, by which we symbolize our people. When this ring closes, all the states of Europe will be locked in its coil as in a powerful vice. And boy, there's just a lot more in this. Jump over to Protocol 4. I'm just going to give you some opening sentences here. The various stages of a republic. Every republic passes through several stages. And again, whether you go to Carol Quigley's, it's his Evolution of Civilizations, or Auguste Comte, you'll see this, the several stages of human development. With Auguste Comte, we start off in a time period where we're ruled by our priests and priest kings. It's the theological stage of human development. From that, we transition into the metaphysical stage. There we see the anti-establishmentarianism, the establishmentarianism of the Reformation, as we moved into humanism, if you will, humanism, away from Catholicism. And we began to once again explore and experience this metaphysical state of development. And then, of course, the third and final stage in Auguste Comte's writings is the positive stage. This is the time where everything is relative and there are no more absolutes, a denial of absolute, which in itself is an absolute, but I guess he never thought of that. But a very interesting time indeed. this positive stage of human development, and that is the stage, that's the final stage, you know, like an album must come, the third stage or something like that. Well, the third stage. But every republic, again, from the protocols, passes through several stages. The first of these is comprised in the early days of mad raging by the blind mob, tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagogy, from which is born anarchy, and that leads inevitably to despotism. Not any longer legal and overt and therefore responsible despotism, but to an unseen and secretly hidden, yet nevertheless sensibly felt despotism in the hands of some secret organization or another, whose hacks are the more unscrupulous inasmuch as it works behind a screen, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, the changing of whom not only does not injuriously affect, but actually aids the secret force by saving it, thanks to the continual changes from the necessity of expanding its resources on the rewarding of long services. Give you an idea of the mindset here that we need to deal with when we get involved with these writings. This section is number 6. On monopolies, upon them depend the fortunes of the goyim, right, monopolies. We shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, reservoirs of colossal riches upon which even large fortunes of the goyim will depend to such an extent that they will go to the bottom together with the credit of the states on the day after the social and political smash. You gentlemen here present who are the economists, just strike an estimate of the significance of this combination. In every possible way, we must develop the significance of our supergovernment by representing it as the protector and the benefactor of all those who voluntarily submit to us. Again, this is voluntary compliance. We don't just simply say, you know, don't comply. Better step back a little bit and put some history behind what you're saying so that you can educate the people that you talk to and not just propagandize them with clever lyrical poetry. The aristocracy of the goyim as a political force is dead. We need not take it into account, but as landed proprietors, they can still be harmful to us from the fact that they are self-sufficing, it's your self-sufficiency, in the resources upon which they live. It is essential, therefore, for us at whatever cost to deprive them of their land. This object will be best attained by increasing the burdens upon landed property in loading lands with debt. These measures will check land holdings and keep it in a state of humble and unconditional submission. We find that. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the foreclosure fraud coming on us and at us, plus your property taxes. Number 7, the intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces are all essential for the completion of the aforementioned plans. What we have to get at is that there should be in all the states of the world, and these are capital S states, all the states of the world, like the United Nations and their member states, besides ourselves, only the masses of the proletariat, a few millionaires devoted to our interests, police and soldiers. This is the further concentration of wealth at the top, and you've been hearing about it in the news. As fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer people control most all of the wealth of America. 90% of the wealth and 2% of the hands. Continuing, number 8. We must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. We must search out in the very finest shades of expression and the knotty points of the lexicon of law justification for those cases where we shall have to pronounce judgments that might appear abnormally audacious and unjust. For it is important that these resolutions should be set forth in expressions that shall seem to the most exalted moral principles cast into a legal form. Do take a look carefully at these statutes and regulations and licenses and practices that are out there. Here's another one, number 9. The application of Masonic principles in the matter of re-educating the people. Masonic watchword, the meaning of anti-Semitism, direct dictatorship of Masonry, terror. Who are the servants of Masonry? Well, I guess Masonry has a link here, don't they?
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So just blowing and going through these protocols of the wise and learned elders of Zion, just a little taste, a little bit here, a little bit there. Today, he writes, I begin with a repetition of what I said before, and I beg you to bear in mind that governments and peoples are content in the political with outside appearances. Left, right, left, Democrats and Republicans, parties and factions. It's the great disease. It's the spirit of division. And yet we embrace them, and we stick with our belief systems. I am a Mormon, I am a Jew, I am a Catholic, I am a this and I am a that. I am all deceived, if you ask me. That's just my opinion. And how indeed are the Goyim to perceive the underlying meanings of things when their representatives give the best of their energies to enjoying themselves? The SEC sits there and watches pornography. All I'd blank fine and con, rape us all. They give the best of their energies to enjoying themselves. Barry the Usurper, at a time of incredible financial crisis in this country, what's he doing? He's off at a Facebook downhole, stumping for re-election when he hasn't earned the support of the people yet anyway, for the first time around. Continuing, our policy, it is of the greatest importance to take cognizance of this detail. It will be of assistance to us when we come to consider the division of authority, freedom of speech, of the press, of religion, of faith, of the law, of association, of equality before the law, of the inviolability of property, of the dwelling, of taxation, the idea of these concealed taxes, of the reflex force of the law. All these questions are such as ought not to be touched upon directly and openly before the people. The Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights any longer. Very, very soon. We count upon attracting all nations to the task of erecting a new fundamental structure, the project for which everything has been drawn up by us. And Rockefeller says that after 500 years, finally, ready for a new world order. All the way back, I understand where this 500 years begins on October the 31st of 1517 when Martin Luther, the great theologian and jurisprude, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church and stepped over the threshold from the old world order into the new world order, crucifying Christ afresh, driving a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. The spirit of division, divide and conquer, establishmentarianism versus disestablishmentarianism, then anti-disestablishmentarianism, and that would be the Jesuit order. Divisions. When we have accomplished our coup d'etat, we shall then say to the various peoples, quote, everything has gone terribly badly. Project for a new American century. All have been worn out with sufferings. We are destroying the causes of your torment. Nationalities, frontiers, differences of coinages. You are at liberty, of course, to pronounce sentence upon us. But can it possibly be a just one if it is confirmed by you before we made any trial of what we are offering you? Then will the mob exalt us and bear us up in their hands in a unanimous triumph of hopes and expectations. Wasn't that the claptrap they floated? We come into Baghdad, the people are going to be throwing out flowers. You think that this is really what Lloyd Blankfein has in his heart? You think that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke thinks the people are going to be strewing flowers in his way and welcoming him into the house? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and these others? I don't think so. But they might believe it. Voting, which we have made the instrument, will set us on the throne of the world by teaching even the very smallest units of members of the human race to vote by means of meetings and agreements by groups, will then have served its purpose and will play its part, then for the last time be unanimity of desire to make close acquaintance with us before condemning us. Difficult praise. But again, if we go back and look at this idea of the local voting precinct group, this is where our strength can lie. We didn't create the local voting precinct. We didn't even create the counties, for God's sakes. We just woke up one morning on the planet Earth, which has subsequently become the planet stupider, getting stupider and stupider every day, but we just discovered ourselves here, living inside of an appearance of reality at a time when we need to be very cognizant of what kind of appearance this is. And then, as I've stated yesterday, we need to clamber up on this well-trodden path and start making haste in the opposite direction. Walk right straight back up through this system and clean it out. And it can be done. The other day, someone saying, well, there's just not enough time. There's just not enough time to approach this from the precinct level. My question, and then championing, oh, well, elect the sheriff, the county sheriff. If we elect county sheriffs in every county, why? We'll succeed. Have you ever considered what it takes to elect a county sheriff? Fools. Small thinkers. Want to look at the most important elected official in your area? Not the sheriff. It's your county clerk. It's your election authority. They stand between where we are today and where we need to go in the future. County sheriff, inside of this state, has been reduced to just a minion, a cog in the wheel, until such time as we can wrest away the state and come back as people on the land, flesh and blood men, sans the name, will have no benefit from a sheriff, I can assure you. What are they doing right now? How about Babu? Hey, there's your county sheriff. Is he able to close the barriers? No. Is he able to shut the border? No. Is he able to drive him out of the national park and the state park there? No. No, the drug lords just have it all. Electing a county sheriff? I thought he was resolute, a strong man. What about Jan Brewer? What happened to her? I guess she went around the horn, didn't she? Anyway, a scheme of government should come ready-made from one brain, because it will never be clenched firmly if it is allowed to be split into fractional parts in the minds of many. It is allowable, therefore, for us to have cognizance of the schemes of action, but not to discuss it lest we disturb its artfulness, the interdependence of its component parts, the practical force of its secret meanings of each clause, and so on. Doing things in secret, by deception, we shall rule. Right? Therefore, we ought to not fling the work of genius of our guide to the fangs of the mob or even of a select company. Keep it in secret. We try and find some wisdom in this writing, some of the tools. If we know there are action plans, then we can turn when we recognize those action plans being deployed against us, and we can turn, we can become vocal right where we, local right where we are, and expose the change agent's craft and guile for what it is. The word freedom, which can be interpreted in various ways, is defined by us as follows. Freedom is the right to do that which the law allows. How vastly different that is to the idea of freedom as we've been talking about here from Andrew J. Galambos. The words do have meanings, and those that can define the words and float them out through the school, they can make up, down, and down, up, and right, and left, and evil, and good, mean whatever they want them to mean. Protocol 13, the need for daily bread, forces the goyim to keep silence and be humble, be our humble servants. That's right, don't buy on the 15th, buy it on the 13th, for goodness sake. Starve those corporations, right? The new and the old tablets, thus spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche. Here do I sit and write, old broken tables around me, and also new half-written tables. What cometh then, mine hour? The hour of my descent, my down-going, for once more will I go unto men. For that hour I now do wait. For that first must, for first must the signs come unto me that it is mine hour, namely the laughing lion with the flock of doves. Meanwhile do I talk to myself as one who hath time. No one telleth me anything new, so I must telleth mine own story. He begins. The old and the new tables. Everything written in stone on these tables that have been brought forward from the Hibiru, forward from that time period into today, and from the Stelas and other things. Perhaps it's time for us to consider writing a new table. Certainly charting a new path. It's not something that any one of us can do or ought to. It's something we're going to need to discover. We need to become something new and something fresh in this 21st century. And it's going to take everybody to do this. I know that we can. We just have to press on. I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.